news stories. You are going to hear some top news stories. Listen carefully. Complete the summary of each story with a few words according to what you hear on the tape.
BBC World News, read by Michael Ashby. President Reagan says the United States will not be intimidated by Sunday's bomb attacks in Beirut. France and Britain, too, say they will not pull their troops out. Foreign ministers of the four nations making up the multinational force are to meet in Rome on Saturday. The Soviet Union says it's beginning preparations for new missile complexes in East Germany and Czechoslovakia. There have been more anti-nuclear demonstrations in the United States and West Germany.
Warsaw Pact defense ministers have ended a special meeting in East Berlin to discuss countermeasures to the planned deployment of the NATO missiles. In the United States, the House of Representatives Committee has voted to cut spending on the development of nerve gas weapons by half. The Soviet Union has launched an unmanned spacecraft to take supplies to its Salyut 7 space station, which Western reports say is in trouble after a fuel leak.
Time is 6 minutes past 11. Now the Victorian news, read by Peter Kavanagh. Victoria's primary teachers' college staff today called on the Minister for Education, Mr. Hunt, to give an assurance that no cuts will be made to next year's student intake. The call came at a meeting of the Victorian State Colleges Staff Association's Council and followed reports that the Victorian Post-Secondary Education Commission had directed teachers' college principals to cut next year's student intake by 600. The meeting asked Mr. Hunt for a full and open inquiry before any definite decisions are made on cuts. The 300 staff at the meeting also passed a resolution declaring they would not accept any reductions in staffing levels as a result of any cuts in student intake. The chairman of the Victorian Post-Secondary Education Commission, Dr. Graham Allen, says the cuts have been recommended in an attempt to bring supply and demand of teachers into better balance. Dr. Allen says colleges are not being directed but merely advised to reduce their intake, and he's denied that control of finance would be used to back up the commission's policies.
Exercises. Read the names of the organizations mentioned in the news. Then summarize the news with the help of the question cues given.
Part 3.
Our second colorful Canadian today was a pioneer in a somewhat different sense. Emily Stowe was the first woman doctor in Canada. She fought for the right of women to be admitted to the professions, and she also campaigned for women to be able to vote in elections and to sit in Parliament. We accept those things today, but it's not so many years ago that people in Canada thought it was wrong for women to work outside the home or to take an interest in public affairs. Emily Stowe was forced to go to work to support her three children when her husband John became ill with tuberculosis. There was no cure for the disease at that time. The year was 1862. It was not, therefore, a case of working for a few years until John got better, but of picking a lifelong career. Emily had been a schoolteacher in Brantford, Ontario, when she got married, and she went back to teaching in the Brantford schools for a while. But she decided she would rather be a doctor and applied for admittance to the Toronto School of Medicine. She was turned down, of course. Such a thing was unheard of. But it was not completely unknown in the United States. Emily was admitted to the medical school for women in New York State, leaving her three children in the care of her sister in Brantford. After her graduation in 1868, it took her 12 years to persuade the Canadian Medical Association to let her practice as a fully qualified doctor. Her daughter, Augusta, followed in her mother's footsteps and found it much easier because of her mother's pioneer work. In 1883, Augusta was the first woman to graduate from the Toronto Medical School, and she and her mother made the first mother and daughter medical team in Canada. Dr. Emily Stowe died in 1903 and didn't see all the fruits of her work, but her daughter lived to see women voting, sitting in the Senate and the House of Commons, and working as lawyers, engineers, architects, and in other professions, as well as medicine. This was the result of the pioneer work of Dr. Emily Stowe.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. In what sense was Emily Stowe a pioneer in Canada? Why wasn't it easy for a woman to take up a career in Canada a century ago? What forced Emily to go to work in 1862? Did she apply for the admittance to the Toronto School of Medicine? Was she admitted? Why or why not? Was it easy for her to become a fully qualified doctor after graduation? How did she finally achieve her goal? Who was Augusta? Why was the year 1883 of special significance to Augusta and her mother? What was the result of the pioneer work of Dr. Emily Stowe? Exercise 2. Note down all the time expressions in the story and then retell the story in chronological order.